Greetings, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox. And if you don't know that yet, then you're probably listening for the first time. So a big hello if you are, and of course a special hello if you happen to be listening live to Mechanical Music Radio tonight. On this show, we shall be delving into the music of Henry Mancini. We all know he was a fantastic composer, but was also skilled as a conductor, arranger, pianist, and flautist. He's often cited as one of the greatest composers in the history of film, having won 4 Academy Awards, a Golden Globe, and 20 Grammy Awards, plus a posthumous Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. We'll have some of the life story in a bit. But what must be his best-known composition? It started life in 1963, but has been used countless times in many of the film's sequels and reboots and reanimations and lots of television advertising as well. Yes, it's the theme to The Pink Panther. And here to play it is American organist Rex Khoury on the Century 2 Wichita Wurlitzer. Rex Khoury at Wichita on that most magnificent Wurlitzer organ. Henry Niccolò Mancini was born Enrico on the 16th of April 1924 in the Little Italy neighbourhood of Cleveland. At age 8, he began learning the piccolo, and upon hearing the Rudolf Kopp score in the 1935 film The Crusades, it inspired him to pursue film music composition despite his father's wishes for him to become a teacher. He later studied piano and orchestral arrangement under Pittsburgh concert pianist and Stanley Theatre conductor Max Adkins. Not only did Mancini produce arrangements for the Stanley Theatre's bands, but he also wrote one for Benny Goodman, who was at the time an up-and-coming band leader. In 1943, he turned 18 and entered military service. Well, we'll pick that history up in a bit. A year before the Pink Panther, in 1962, Days of Wine and Roses made its first appearance, featuring in the film of the same name. With music by Mancini and lyrics by Johnny Mercer, the tune is another cinema classic. And it lends itself to the jazz domain, and that's exactly who we're going to hear now. It's Dan Bellamy playing yet another Wurlitzer organ, this time in the Long Island University. It was the building that was once known as the Paramount in Brooklyn, New York. the sumptuous jazz stylings of Dan Bellamy at the building that was once the Paramount Brooklyn, but is now part of the Long Island University. And amazing how the same organ in its situ can sound completely different when the inside acoustics have changed, as is the case in that recording. Mr. Lucky is a CBS adventure TV series that aired from 1959 to 1960. Blake Edwards developed the programme as a retooling of his Willie Dante character from Four Stars Playhouse. Mancini's smooth theme music for the show reached number 21 in the US singles charts. So that's what we're going to hear, the theme tune from that series. And then straight after that, we'll have something from the 1963 film Charade, but it's not the main title song. During the film, Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn watch a Punch and Judy show in a Paris park, which is the scene that gave birth to this tune called Punch and Judy. Now, I've so far not told you who's going to play them, but I can tell you they're both being played on Hammond. Mr. Lucky is being played by Mr. Keith Beckingham on a Hammond. Unfortunately, I don't know the model, but maybe Keith will be able to tell me. And then straight after that, it's Alec Leader on Hammond with Punch and Judy.
Thank you.
fantastic Hammond tracks from Keith Beckingham and Alec Leader. Now, newly discharged, Mancini entered the music industry. In 1946, he became a pianist and arranger for the newly reformed Glenn Miller Orchestra. And then in 1952, Mancini joined Universal's International Music Department, and during the next 6 years with that department, he contributed music to over 100 movies, two of which are, of course, the Glenn Miller story and the Benny Goodman story. Mancini left that department to work as an independent composer and arranger in 1958, and soon after he scored the television series Peter Gunn for writer and producer Blake Edwards. This was the genesis of a relationship in which Edwards and Mancini collaborated on 30 films over 35 years. Yet more music, and enough a Mancini-Mercer combination. It was originally performed by Aubrey Hepburn in the 1961 movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the lyrics are reminiscent of Mercer's childhood in Savannah, Georgia, including its waterways. You don't need me to tell you the title, but you might need me to tell you that it's David Lowe playing the Tawin Wurlitzer. David Lowe and Moon River at the Tawin Wurlitzer. Baby Elephant Walk was written in 1961 for the 1962 film Hitari, where in an impromptu scene, Dallas leads three baby elephants to a waterhole to bathe. The catchy simplicity has made it one of Mancini's most popular works. The overall style is that of a boogie-woogie, as Mancini explained, and he says, "I looked at the scene several times and I thought, yeah, they're walking eight to the bar. And that brought something to mind, an old Will Bradley boogie-woogie number called Down the Road a Piece. Those little elephants were definitely walking boogie-woogie. Eight to the bar, I wrote Baby Elephant Walk as a result." And here to play it is Charlie Baylow, who of course we lost sadly not too long ago, and he's playing his baby, the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona. Charlie Baylow doing what he does best at Organ Stop Pizza. Mancini was also a concert performer, conducting over 50 engagements per year, resulting in over 600 symphony performances during his lifetime. He conducted nearly all of the leading symphony orchestras of the world, including London Symphony Orchestra, the Israel Philharmonic, the Boston Pops, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. He also toured several times with Johnny Mathis and with Andy Williams, who each had sung many of Mancini's songs. In 1978, he conducted an impromptu charity concert in London in aid of children in need. The concert included Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture with firework accompaniment over the River Thames. Two for the Road was composed for the 1967 rom-com film of the same name. The title song, complete with lyrics by Leslie Bacuse, is well documented as Mancini's favourite composition, and it's one that's not that often played. So let's go back to Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, and this time hear Lynn Larson with this really beautiful ballad. Thank you. a total contrast from Charlie Baylow's contribution. That's the beautiful stylings of Lynn Larson, one who really knows how to pull emotion out of a Wurlitzer. Mancini died of cancer in Los Angeles on June the 14th, 1994, age 70. He was working at the time on the Broadway stage version of Victor Victoria, which he never saw on stage. His legacy was huge, and it's been incredibly hard choosing the music for this show. We started off with the theme for the Pink Panther, so let's end with another tune from that original 1963 film, again one that's not often played. It's the samba It Had Better Be Tonight, which was performed by Fran Jeffries in the film, and of course more recently, well, in 2007, it's been covered by Michael Bublé. The song is incredibly catchy, so don't tell me I didn't warn you. And here to get this little earworm well and truly stuck in your head is Howard Beaumont on the Howden Lewere Wurlitzer. It Had Better Be Tonight, and that song will be going round and round in your head for at least the next 24 hours, so I apologise, but it is a fantastic tune, and I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to the music of Henry Mancini on this week's show. Now, in a fortnight's time, it's our 400th show. Can you believe it or not? Well, I certainly can't, but we're asking you to pick the music. So if you go to our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, and click on the 400th show tab, you'll be able to submit your requests, messages, and anything else you want mentioned on the show, and I shall do my best to include it. Because, of course, if you don't pick the music, there won't be a show. And that's not an idle threat. So please, 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 if you've got a favourite track, artist, you name it, and we'll include it on the 400th show. But of course, before then, John Leeming is at the microphone next Thursday at the same time and the same place. And he's got an Organ Plus programme, that's to say organ with lots of other instruments. I've already seen the list, and it certainly looks like it's going to be a fantastic show, so make sure to tune in then. So from me, Damon Cox, take care wherever you are in the world, and stay safe. Bye for now.